Welcome to the Muscle Building Over 40 podcast. Are you ready to, or have you already taken a lifestyle-changing choice? Great, you're not alone. This podcast is here to help you. Remember, age is just a number. And now, here's your host, all the way from London, England, Kevin Redman.
Yeah, hi everyone. It's Kevin again on episode 6 of my podcast, which is called Muscle Building Podcast, which you can find on iTunes or on my website. If you're not on my website, maybe you should head over there and have a look. My website is www.musclebuildingover40.com. It's a website about for the over 40s, basically, and it's about bodybuilding, weight training, and cardio. There's lots of films on there, videos, and lots of great articles, even if I say so myself. I'd like to thank everybody for coming back. If it's your first time, I'd like to thank you for coming. I just got to mention, first of all, the weather in London is fantastic. So I'm going to go out soon and go and get the sun. So if you're in London, great weather, and if you're not living in London, hopefully you're living somewhere which is hot, because it's really nice here. Today's podcast is about high intensity interval training. But first, I'd like to mention there's a show which I'm going to on the 1st of April. It's called the Miami Pro UK Championships. It's a fitness model and bodybuilding show. The website will be on the show notes, but I'll give you the website now if you want to go and have a look. It's www.miamiproevents.co.uk. It looks good, you know. There looks like there'll be a lot of people my age and a lot of people who's into bodybuilding, and hopefully I should be getting interviews and I'll be getting videos, so they will be on the podcast, and I'll get a video page up. So they'll be on the podcast and there'll be videos on the next couple of weeks. So, you know, look back, come back and have a look. So like I said, today's podcast is about high intensity interval training. And, I should mention one thing. I forgot to mention one thing. I should also be having an interview with a fantastic lady who I know who's into fitness and bodybuilding. And she's a mature lady, but she's really into her exercise. And she'll be giving a short interview for all the women who listen to the podcast who are not sure how to start training, or who are training but I'm not sure where to go. So listen out for the interview. It'll be after this short thing about what I'm going to talk about. So like I said, today's lesson, as they say, will be about high intensity interval training. What is high intensity interval training? Well, let me call it HIIT. The benefits of it, what it is basically is you repeat workout routines numerous times and you get a really good effect. It's good for your it releases fatty acids into your bloodstream and it really knocks out the fat. Well, that's the theory, you know. If you don't do it correctly, then it does other things, but basically that's the whole premise of it. You should only try this if you've been training for quite a while. You know, it's not something which you should try if you've just started training. There are a few compartments of HIIT. You know, the first is the length of the sprint intervals. Shorter sprint intervals of 15 to 20 seconds allow you to put a lot of more effort into the sprints. So what you're looking for is like fast actions and short recovery times. longer intervals are greater than 30 seconds require a more perceived effort. Basically, you know, I'm not going to go into all the mechanics of it. There's two articles in fact on my website about it, so you can go and have a look. But basically, what HIIT is doing is you want to burn a lot of calories in a short amount of time. And then the reason why I do it a lot is because once you finish doing the exercise, it keeps burning for like 24 hours afterwards, so you really feel the effects. So like I said, I'm not gonna chat too long about why or why you not should be doing it, but I would advise people to go and have a look on my website. Put in HIIT, or you know, it's on the fitness plans bit of the website, and have a read. Tell me what you think. There's a comments page on the website, and you know, tell me what you think about it, and I will respond. but now, as I said before, I've got an interview with Brenda. It'll be about five, six minutes, hopefully. So I will see you at the other end of this interview. I hope you enjoy it. Bye for now. Yeah, hi everyone. This is Kevin again, and like I said on my intro, I've got an interview now with Brenda. It's a good friend of mine. She lives in Liverpool, and in fact, I've just told her where she lives now. I was going to ask that question, but anyway, it doesn't matter. So we just go straight into the interview, I think. Brenda, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Is it hot up in Liverpool?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
19-20 degrees.
Okay, yeah, it's hot in London.
Nice, sunny.
Yeah, I was just saying, yeah. So let's just go straight into this. How long have you been exercising?
I started exercising when I was about 38. I joined a local running club, and at the time I couldn't go from one lamppost to another, and it was only the running club that built me up to a mile, then a mile and a half, and then before I knew it I was running a 5K, and then continued on to start to run 10Ks. In between, I actually started going to the gym and become quite addictive. Once I reached 40, I was going through my divorce. I did stop for a while training and realised the benefits that I had in my body and my mind when I was. So then I got back on the treadmill and started running and getting back to my healthy lifestyle.
That's really good, isn't it? So do you run 10K runs, don't you? Or do you run 10 or 5K runs?
Yeah, I don't run 10K, I do any races anymore, but I do continue with my lifestyle. I'm 52 now.
Yeah.
I work full time. I have two grown-up sons. I have a really good social life, but what I do find is when you get into that mode where a lot of people tend to do as they get older, where they come home, especially in the winter, and they start leading a sedentary lifestyle where they just sit in front of TV watching soaps. And life just passes by, but the benefits of even the simplest thing like walking for 20 minutes a day, it leads to, you know, it stops osteoporosis, diabetes,
yeah,
arthritis, all the things that women tend to get, especially when they're going through the menopause.
That's really good advice, yeah. Just give somebody advice about if they're over 40 and wanted to join a gym for the first time. What advice would you give us?
Yeah, if they've got any health issues, obviously first check with their own doctor.
Yeah.
And then once they get the go-ahead to do it. I think if they can, to try and maybe go with a friend, just to give them that little bit of confidence.
Yeah, that's a little bit of advice, yeah. That's good advice,
first couple of times, and then once you get familiar with the equipment, because you walk into a gym, you feel stupid, you feel everyone's looking at you, and no one's really taking any notice of you at all. You know, you don't have to spend a lot of money on, you know, fancy clothes, trainers, you know, just cheap T-shirts.
Yeah.
Trainers are probably the most expensive of any of the items. But,
okay, yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
you know, advice, don't worry about what you look like, because no one's really taken any notice.
That's good advice, yeah. Just tell me, how long, you know, when you go to the gym, how long do you spend in the gym?
I only spend about an hour in the gym. And I rotate it one evening. I try to go three times a week. And straight from work. If I don't go straight from work, I don't go. Basically, that's it.
Okay.
Once I stop moving, I stop. So I keep myself motivated by just taking my gym stuff to work, eating healthy in the office during the day, and then go straight out to the gym and getting home about 6:30, 7.
And that's a good answer. And somebody asked me this question, so I thought I'll give it to you. Is that, what do you think about somebody who's like overweight and wants to join the gym? You know, do people look at other people when they're at the gym?
No, not at all. You might look and just see it, because obviously we are human. We look to see a new face, and but we do. No one takes any notice. Everyone's there for their own individual reason, you know, whether it's to lose weight or keep fit. And I find that there is a lot of camaraderie once you get to know people in the gym. You don't have to get to know them at length, but just going in there when people say hello picks you up and motivates you.
Yeah, that's exactly what I found. That people, when you go to the gym, people are looking at other people. At the end of the day, you're there to just do your thing, and then you want to go. So that leads us to another question. What do you think about personal trainers? Have you ever used one?
Yeah, I did once to kickstart me back into it about 10 years ago. And it was very, very useful. I probably had about 6 sessions, which was running and in the gym. But mainly what I benefited from it was he changed my way of eating and... you know, the benefits of drinking lots of water, cutting out tea and coffee, just little things that made a difference. And when I actually met up with a friend for lunch one day, they actually said I looked so well had I had Botox. But it was actually the benefits of the exercise, the walking, and the drinking lots of water and eating healthy.
Oh, that's really good. Sorry about that. My phone went off. It doesn't matter. I'll cut that out. Yeah. So, end this thing. What would you say? You know, someone was to do. Say somebody couldn't afford to go to the gym. What would you say would be a good cardio exercise for somebody if they could? You know, if they really couldn't afford to go to the gym.
Yeah, a little tip that I have is if anybody has Sky TV, they have a lot of classes, yoga classes and different classes there. And if anyone really can't get to the gym, either financial or just cannot motivate themselves to go, that's a way of getting fit. And also to add to that, you can also do a lot of walking. So if you're going shopping, because I think walking is one of the most productive forms of exercise. I think you get so much benefit from just walking for like 20 minutes a day, or you find your energy levels increase. And also, if anyone's under stress, it gives them the peace of mind and thinking time to actually think about the problems as they're walking, and, you know, to come to some conclusion over things, you know, when you're outside, you're in the fresh air, you know, you've got no distractions.
Well,
no TV.
Yeah, that's really good advice. You know, I will let you go in a minute, you know, because I'm sure you want to get outside and enjoy the sun. But that's really fantastic advice you've given people, and you know, hopefully people will comment on it and get back to me. But I'd like to thank you for speaking to me and giving me some advice, and I won't say I'll speak to you soon, because I speak to you a lot, so I'll speak to you soon. But you know,
too much.
Yeah, probably too much. But no, it's you know, I'd just like to thank you again for giving some advice, and hopefully the women who listen to this podcast will benefit from it. So you know, I'd just like to thank you again, Brenda, for giving this advice, and like I said, I'll speak to you really soon.
Right, you're welcome.
Okay. Speak to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, hi everyone again. I'm sure that you'll agree that was a really good interview with Brenda. She gave a lot of information out, and I'm sure you can, you know, gather that she's a very pleasant person. So I'd just like to thank you again for listening. And like I said, head over to my website if you want to really know a bit more about height, intent, I can't say it, HIIT. So if you want to know a bit more about that, head over to my website and read my articles in it. And I shall see you again soon. Bye for now.